Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, it's time for a 5-Minute Friday, and it's all about winter skin. So winter is the time when your skin is definitely going to feel so sensitive and sometimes dry and irritated. There are many reasons why your skin feels sensitive in the winter, and the most common reason is because there is less humidity in the environment. Dry skin is everybody's complaint in wintertime. The outside air does not hold enough water content because cold air holds less water in it. The inside air is heated and it's dry because most environmental air inside houses is not humidified. And as a result, there's not going to be enough water content in your stratum corneum for it to function properly. That simple fact makes the stratum corneum, or the top layer of the skin, very vulnerable, makes you more sensitive, more dry, irritated, flaking, cracking, small micro fissures develop in the skin, and bacteria gets in there, and that can lead to irritations as well. So when protective oils in your skin in the top layer of the stratum corneum are lost, the water that's normally present in your skin evaporates so quickly and escapes. And when enough moisture is depleted, your skin really feels the symptoms of dryness, itchiness, redness, bumpiness, and rough patches. And sometimes the irritations will lead to local minor infections or flare-ups of eczema, flare-ups of psoriasis. So the skin is a very sensitive and finicky organism. It is, of course, your biggest organ. It is exposed to all the elements. It's time to take different steps to take care of it in the winter. I start with recommending reducing water temperature in your shower. Super hot heat is going to be more drying. Reduce the time you spend in the tub. If you soak too much time, you are going to get more water loss, and you want to limit the time that you have transepidermal water loss by reducing soaking time. So maybe 7 to 10 to 12 minutes is plenty. Not 30 minutes where you're all shriveled and pruney. Think about definitely changing your skincare regimen. So a more gentle wash, and perhaps something that does not have as much detergent or stripping or acid qualities. Think about using more ceramides, which are very important to the health of the surface of the skin. Ceramides, cholesterols, and oils that naturally replenish the skin surface are going to be really good to build up your skin barrier. So for dryness and itchiness symptoms, use moisturizers that build up the skin barrier with peptides, ceramides, and hyaluronic acids. You can definitely try My Skincare, which I love, and I think it's one of the best lines out there, the best line out there. I recommend for dryness to try my Deep Blue Hydration Serum, as well as Night Quench in the evenings. It's so rich, but not greasy. Neither one of them gives you breakouts. Both of them with great ingredients. For people who get redness and skin irritations, you're going to want to treat that inflammation with anti-inflammatories. So sometimes topical hydrocortisone over the counter might be necessary for an eczema flare or an irritation. But you definitely can take products that have green tea, which is very anti-inflammatory, to reduce rosacea and redness tendencies. I do recommend applying a sunscreen, because people often think that they don't need to use sunscreen in the winter, and that is categorically not true. There's plenty of ultraviolet present in the environment, even in cold days. So I definitely recommend a broad spectrum sunscreen so you don't get minor burns and even more redness. For rough patches, remember that you should still exfoliate. And you can do that with, once or twice a week, a really good exfoliating scrub. And that is useful for dryness of the elbows, the knees, for dry heels, dry hands. And following your exfoliation, use really good humectant-based moisturizers for a surge of really good hydration. So think about all these things and taking care of your skin. Remember, the skin needs oils, so remember that you can use products that have ceramides, cholesterols, and really good oils that replenish the natural surface of the skin. even every so often putting on gloves at night. Put some Vaseline on those dry feet, dry heels. Put some nice socks on, sleep with that, and wake up with really good moisturization levels. Do that for your hands as well with some nice gloves that you sleep in. Those are some really great tips for dry skin and winter skin. Change your regimen. Don't forget to think about my skincare. It's amazing. It has really great physician-grade ingredients. And that's it for now, beauties. So remember, in the winter, take extra good care of your skin so it'll be beautiful for the spring. Find me on my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, doing amazing things for people's faces. And my skincare line is also available online at www.beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find the best skincare. Definitely for winter, check out the Deep Blue Hydration for daytime, the antioxidant vitamin C oil, which is so good in the mornings, and Night Quench at night. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.